News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. Happy New Year. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And I'm here this morning with Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. I'm so pleased with you for coming in on a holiday. Thank you so much.
Well, we've already had time off for Christmas, so I don't need no more time to sit around.
Me either. So that's why I'm here, right?
Right. And it's a good way to start off the new year, right?
Absolutely. Doing a little radio when everybody else is sleeping in.
True.
What's wrong with this picture?
They say whatever you do on New Year's, what you're going to do the rest of the year. So,
ooh, this is a good sign. So that means I'm going to be employed.
Yeah. So you're going to be employed the rest of the year. That's why I work a lot of times. I might take off the evening, you know, do some fireworks with the kids,
absolutely,
cook. But during the day, I don't want to just sit around, so I'm probably going to work.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not surprised because you are definitely a worker.
Even if I don't go to work and then I work on my own stuff, you know.
Yeah.
I have some own houses. I'll be like, all right, let's go get this done. You know?
Yeah, it's a good regroup day. I kind of take this day and go, is there anything else I need to do by December 31st?
Right.
Do I need to check on my insurance? Do I need to do that last deduction or donation, that kind of stuff? And then kind of looking forward, okay, 2026 is tomorrow.
Yeah, and what's your plans? What are you going to do with it?
Yeah. Well, and Howard Seaton is here with us this morning. Good morning, Howard. He's one of our marketing consultants here at ADX Communications.
Good morning, Meg. Good to see you. Jonathan, good to see you. It's been a quick year, huh?
Gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe it.
It's flown.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I go out there, and this, you know, the whole scheme of everything is okay. You know what? It's been an okay year. Everybody seems to be positive, looking forward into 2026, and then they spout off of what their resolution is going to be.
I've given up on those.
Yeah, me too.
I'm not making any resolutions anymore, but I have goals, sort of.
Right, right. You always need to have goals. Yeah. I'm doing the same thing every year, working, you know, progressing forward. You know, growing my company, taking care of my customers, raising my kids. It's same goals every
same
year,
goals.
Right?
The thing for me is that I'm thinking very clearly this year, I want to color those goals with a positive attitude. Because it's so easy with this bombardment of negative news and all the stuff that's out there. And I just want to kind of stay in my little world and find a way to be positive and grateful. Because there's so much that we have here in Pensacola to be grateful for. By the way, number one beaches in the country. Did you hear that yesterday?
All right.
We
Pensacola
also got
Beach
the,
and Navarre. How about that?
The military base here, which helps the economy a lot.
No question about it. So when we've got fireworks tonight on two places, downtown and on the beach, hello. Not every town has fireworks on New Year's Eve.
Right.
I mean, you know, just start making the list.
Oh, yeah. Even some of the HOAs in the neighborhoods do fireworks shows.
Absolutely.
I know some out on 9 Mile do. There's a couple different places that will do them.
Oh, yeah.
But we have a few different, like some of the condo buildings do and stuff like that. But obviously the beach and downtown are probably the big ones.
Yeah, one of our family traditions have fresh seafood. On New Year's Eve night.
Okay.
So that's what we do. Get a little lobster, a little shrimp. Yeah, it's always a good tradition to bring in the new year. All right, well, enough of all of this reflection and stuff. We're getting ready to go into 2026. People are having to think, well, now what are we going to do? Maybe some of their goals include possibly selling the house, possibly remodeling. So tell us a little bit about Jonathan's Construction. We might have some folks listening today that are normally at work and don't get to listen. So let's, you know, tell us about your company, how long you've been here, and what y'all do.
Okay, yeah, so we do. So I own Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. So we do full house renovations. We do flooring, kitchen, bathroom remodels, exterior, siding, painting, sheetrock, things of that nature. So we've been here since 2005. So going on about 22 years. September will be 22 years.
Wow.
So that we've been in business. I've been here my whole life, right? But since we've been in business. And we love working with the community. We have a lot of customers. We have a pretty good size crew that's been with us a while and that we've built over time. And then we have a full retail flooring store. So,
right, which is so cool because you have a showroom.
Right, we have a showroom. So we actually sell and import material as well as do the labor and the install side. So if you're out there and you're thinking about the New Year's and thinking about maybe doing a a home project or something you want to do yourself, we're always happy to come out, measure it, and just sell you the material for it. We can even deliver it to you and get you set up, and then you can take over and do it. And then if you start doing it and you need some help, you can call us and we can come help you too.
Yeah, been there.
So you can always call our office though for an estimate. So it's at 9320 North Palafox Street. And it's 850-332-5905.
Okay. If you've got a question, the other number to remember is the number here at Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And Jonathan is our expert on construction and flooring, 850-437-1620. And we do have a text that just came in. Does Jonathan do free estimates for laying new flooring and remodeling? So, yeah, someone's thinking right now about...
Yeah, and so we do. So we do estimates and we do consultations, and they're both free, and they're different, right? So some people will call and say, hey, I just want to get an estimate for new floors, and then we'll go out, measure it up, you know, obviously send you an estimate. I did one yesterday for a guy, and I sent him three different options.
Oh, wow.
So it's very common. Like if I go out and somebody's like, oh, I'm thinking about tile, I'm thinking about LVP, or what would go good in my house, and rather than, you know, talking it through and saying, let's go with this type of floor, like, let me send you a couple different options, and you can weigh them all, right? And then we also do consultations, and that's also free. That may be, hey, you're not ready for an estimate, you're not exactly sure what you want to do, but you want to have us come out, look at it, and then kind of talk about it and decide what you want to start with or what you want to start doing. So sometimes that's good too, just to get the ball rolling. And because sometimes I'll go out to people's house and they have, you know, 50 different projects they've thought about doing, right?
Trying to figure out which one to do.
Yeah,
first,
and they want to narrow it down to like, okay, what's the best to start with? Like, I want to do the kitchen, but is the kitchen the first thing that needs to be done, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're going to change your floor plan or changing your walls around, that needs to be done first before you do any kitchen cabinets or anything like that.
That makes
so sense. So, kind of looking at your overall plan and then what do you want to start with? And then we can start with a couple estimates maybe for some of the beginning stuff, right?
Right. Well, one of the things you've mentioned before that I think is so important is that you do the line-by-line estimate, too, so you can kind of tweak that, find things that maybe you want to do now, we'll do this later, and you have financing.
Right, we do. We do have financing, and we do everything line-by-line, and that's important for us, but also important for the customer, right, so that we know exactly what, you know, we're there to do and what we have to do, and then the customer also knows what they're getting for their money.
Right. So there's no miscommunication.
Right. So it's kind of for both. And also then they can pick and choose, right? When you have a line by line estimate, you can say, okay, well, I want to do these 10 things, but I'll wait on those five, or I might do one of these myself, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can kind of pick and choose through that. Or maybe you look at it and you say, you know, I don't want to pay somebody, you know, $2,000 to paint my house. I'll paint it myself. But you could do the other 10 things.
Right.
So it kind of just works out good that way. And then it kind of allows you to build your budget and know what you're spending your money on and why it costs so much or why it's so little, you know, whatever the reason is, but it gives you all the information.
Okay, great. Well, we have another question that just came in. Will you have special prices on painting a room again? Because you had that running through December.
Yeah, I don't know. We do all sorts of different specials throughout the year, so I'm sure we will do something coming up in the springtime. I don't know what it will be.
Okay.
So we'd like to swap it up, right? So if we do a painting special, next time we might do a special on flooring. I know last summer we had a deal like if you bought paint and floors together, there was a discount.
Ooh, that sounds like a good idea.
So we're always doing something different. I don't know what's on the books yet for the year. It's just now starting off, so we'll see what the year brings, but I'm sure it will bring some sort of special.
Just keep listening on Wednesdays when he comes in, and we will have, as soon as that gets announced, we will be announcing it here live for sure on Pep Talk. If you've got a question for Jonathan, maybe you've been thinking about an idea, or maybe you're wanting to know a little bit more about flooring or construction or remodeling, or maybe you've got a quick fixer-upper project, 850-437-1620. So be sure and text that in to us. Let's see, we've got another question that just came in. I guess folks are hanging out listening to the radio this morning.
Good.
This is great. I love it. What are some things to watch out for when dealing with a home construction or remodeling company? Ooh, that's a good question.
That could vary a lot, right? So we got a lot of good contractors in Pensacola, but there's many other good people here. I say, you know, just do your homework, right? Check their license. If they're licensed, that's very easy to do. You can just pull that up on the Escambia County website or call the Florida, Contractors Association.
And you've said before, you want to make sure that whoever you're using is licensed.
That is important. Yes,
really
it is.
Important.
important.
It is important to make sure they're licensed for so many different reasons. Just selling houses in general, right? Mm-hmm. So you remodel your house and sell it. Now you have to disclose all the repairs you've done, and you have to say who did it, right? So it has to be a licensed contractor. So just simply getting your house ready to be sold, and you think you can just have anybody do it. But when you have to do that disclosure form, and then you find out that contractor wasn't licensed, it could be an issue with the underwriter or getting insurance on it. Or, sometimes I've seen they have to get an engineer to come out and write a letter to say it's done right.
Right.
I mean, there's ways around it, but why go through that trouble, right? So just make sure they're licensed. And there's plenty of licensed contractors in Pensacola. So that's one thing. I would say just checking up on references.
That's
another thing, right? It's easy to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can just ask them, hey, let me see some pictures of your work. They could probably show you pictures, but they can also provide some references for you to call. So that's something easy to do. Down payments, it's very common. A lot of people ask for down payments. I don't find that to be out of the ordinary. When somebody's asking for a bunch down before mm-hmm. they've started, then I find that to be
that big case
right,
recently.
A little suspicious. Mm-hmm. Like we will get 30% down, and if you write us a check, we hold the check until we start your job.
Okay,
so that's always
fair.
Been our policy. When mm-hmm. we start, so the day we show up, we only go to the bank on Fridays, but it will be that Friday closest to whenever we're starting your job mm-hmm. is when it's deposited. Now, if you do an online payment, that just comes out of your account instantly, and then we just hold that for you. But if you do a check, then we hold it until we start. We do 30%. Some companies might do less or more. I'd say anything over half is probably too much for sure to
right.
pay down.
Right.
I'd be surprised to see somebody getting more than half of the job up front. In a situation like that, I would say, offer them 25% and then say, hey, once you get started and you're partway through, I'll give you the other 25%.
Mm-hmm.
But you do have to protect yourself.
Oh, no question about it. We've recently seen that big fiasco here with another construction company,
right.
sadly.
And nowadays with social media, there's so many different ways, right? You can just post something on Facebook and say, hey, has anybody worked with this contractor?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, nowadays you can connect with people so easily. The information spreads.
Well, and this is a small town in that way,
right.
for sure.
So that's why when we have a bad contractor, we all hear about it because
right.
it spreads so quickly through mm-hmm. social media. So with reviews and social media, it's hard for a bad contractor to stay in business.
Well, I'm curious because I don't know, but when you talk about licensing, so when I'm looking at a possible person that's going to come in and do my project, what licenses should they have? Is there a particular type?
Right. So, I mean, that's where it does get difficult because ultimately you would want them to have a general contractor's license.
Right.
So a builder's license. And then we can do anything to the house. We can remodel the whole house.
So the general contractor's license is what you're looking for.
And even the things that we don't do, like we don't do utilities, so we don't mm-hmm. do power, electrical, plumbing, HVAC, and roof. But we're still allowed to sell those items. We just have to sub it out to a licensed electrician or plumber.
Okay.
So I can come out and sell you a whole remodel and sell you a rewire, but then I have to bring in a licensed electrician to do that rewire.
That makes sense.
If you're not a general contractor, you're not allowed to sell it to start with. So you're not allowed to even, accept a contract on it. But with that being said, there's plenty of smaller jobs around the house, like painting, even floors. Minor sheetrock patches, trim, that you don't have to be a general contractor to do. So you have a lot of guys with just a handyman license.
Right.
And as long as they're not touching the actual structure of the house, mm-hmm. the windows, the roof, the structure, the siding, the big items, most of the time they can do that without a general contractor's license.
That's good to know. I was wondering about that because you do see a lot of the handyman type
right.
things that go on.
And we need them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they do provide a service. We see a lot of them step off into areas that they shouldn't be in.
Right.
Right? But as long as they're staying in that handyman area, they're completely allowed to do that. That's legal. That's needed. It's a good service that's provided to the community. So as long as they're staying in that room, but especially when you start talking about the structure of the house, if they mess with the structure in any way.
Right.
Because that's something you do need to be licensed to make sure it's done right. If they mess with any of the utilities, so power, water, plumbing, HVAC, roof, windows, then that's an issue. But as long as they're sticking to painting, flooring, cabinets, trim, there's a lot they can do.
Okay, that's good to know.
And so they are allowed to do that.
Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about your showroom. And you throw out, it's so funny, I have different guests every day, and they throw out acronyms. And so earlier you were doing the LVP and the VP.
Right.
And the So I happen to know what they are now because I've been with you now for almost a year. But
a lot of people don't.
No, yeah. So maybe talk about that, because that's a big part of what you do is flooring, and you have so many options. You have a showroom. Talk about vinyl plank and all the different types of flooring that are out there. We talked about carpeting before, but maybe that's one thing someone's thinking about.
Yeah, so there are a lot of different types of flooring out there, and if you don't get your question on there, you can always stop by our showroom. We do have a showroom. It's 9320 North Palafox Street, or you can just give us a call at 850-332-5905. You know, surprisingly, I've been doing this 21 years and or coming up on 22 this year, right?
Wow.
And there's a lot of accurate I didn't know when I opened a flooring store.
Well, you're making me feel better now.
So you get these flooring reps that will come in and they're like LVP or SPC, WCP. And then you're like, what is that? You know, like I've been doing this 22 years and I don't even know that.
Oh, you're making me feel better, Jonathan.
But I do know it all now, right? Okay. Because anytime I'm in business, I want to know my business. I don't want a customer to come in and ask me and then I don't know.
Right.
Now, if I don't know, I'll just say I don't know. I'll be like, well, let me get back to you on that. Mm-hmm. And then I'll find out. But I really don't like that happen, so I try to know as much as I can.
That's always a good policy, yeah.
But so there's so many different types of flooring out there, and that's where it comes important. So like I was saying earlier, a handyman, they can put your floors in, mm-hmm. right? Legally, they can come do that. And in some cases, that's okay. But if you're not a specialist in the field and you haven't dedicated the time to learning flooring,
right?
You can't just come put any flooring into your house. There are so many different types of flooring that goes into a house, and that you have to see what's best for your house, what fits your house, what fits your area, what's going to hold up and last. Mm-hmm. Now you can buy any flooring and put it on your floor, but it doesn't mean that flooring's going to hold up or last, or mean it's a good application for your house. So going back to that thing, that's when it comes in handy to have a specialist, even to come out and do a consultation. If you're not going to have us do the install,
right,
you could say, hey, come out, do a consultation, give me an estimate, and then at least we can go through and say, hey, these are the good types of flooring you should use in the house. This is our install price, and then they can price that out with somebody else. But at least they know what type of flooring they need to buy first, mm-hmm. and they get the right product, and they can find someone to install it, whether it be us or someone else. So it is important to maybe do some research, and you can do a lot of research online these days and see what kind of products to use. So you can get some of that there too. You don't necessarily have to call a specialist. I just say, you know, calling a specialist, you can get it all at once. You ain't got to research and figure it out for yourself. They can tell you all at once. So there's a lot of different products that we do offer, mm-hmm. you know, from tile to carpet, hardwood, laminate wood, LVP, luxury vinyl plank, glue down, SPC, WCP.
Now you're just showing off.
Right. So there's a lot of different products we offer, and all of them are needed. We need them all.
Well, one of the advantages with you, though, is that in addition to the flooring, then you also have the expertise. If you go into a home, let's say one of the older homes in North Hill or something like that, and you pull up that flooring that they have and underneath it's all rotted or something's happened. Now you have the skills to come in and fix what needs to be fixed
and
before you just cover it up.
It's very common, especially in our area, mm-hmm. and it's getting worse.
Or the beach, right. I would imagine, too, with erosion.
Well, the beach, it does, but, you know, you have piling houses out there, so mm-hmm. they're built up, they're on pilings, you have older cinder block homes. You know, a lot of the beach is built for that. Again, to hiring a specialist, like, those houses were built to withstand that, right? But, you know, the more we build in our city, the more we develop, the more trees we cut down, the more water sitting on the ground, the more moisture that's in our air. And that moisture gets under the houses and it builds humidity, and it actually can rot out the subfloors. And so that's why I say it's more and more common these days. And a lot of it's more common because we have built more in our city and we have more moisture in the air than usual. And so we just need to make sure we have good ventilation under our off-grade houses. Mm-hmm. That airflow that passes through front to back, that dries the foundation off. You know, moisture is going to naturally come out of the ground and get on the foundation, and then we need to dry it. So when it's not being dried off properly from airflow, it can cause a lot of subfloor problems, rot, dry rot, things like that, and really even invite termites in some cases.
And that might be hidden by the flooring you have on top
and
of
very
it, right?
Hidden by it, yep.
So how do you know? What is a good way to make sure that your flooring is stable?
Well, I mean, some people know just by walking on it, right? Because, I mean, sometimes you can walk on it and you're like, okay, it feels pretty weak, feels like it's going to give in, and they call us. So that's usually pretty easy to know that
you're probably
way.
Probably in trouble when it gets to that point.
But not always, right, mm-hmm. right. So so some of it will start off very minor and could feel very solid when you walk on it. And there's not really any way of knowing until you start taking the flooring up, looking at your subfloor, maybe get under your house and look at it. If you have a crawl space, you could do that and see what kind of condition. I mean, usually you can look under the house and see what the condition of the subfloor is in and know if it's going to be, you know, in good shape or not. Sometimes you have multiple layers. So people go in there and refloor a house and they just go over the top of what's there instead of taking it up. And that's okay in some situations, but over time those layers build and that will make your floor feel more solid when you're walking on. You might just be walking on like three layers of flooring and your subfloor might be rotted out.
Right.
But those are all things that we would address when we come out and do a consultation or do an estimate with you. Mm-hmm. And then kind of put a plan together and then work toward that plan with you.
Okay, I got another question that just came in. I'm thinking about changing my floors. Why is vinyl plank better than carpet?
So any hard surface is better than carpet in the sense that it holds up to foot traffic better, right? So carpet, the biggest thing with carpet is really the pad you put under. It's more important than the carpet. So when you step on carpet, the pad is what makes the carpet spring back up. You step on it, flatten it out, the pad springs it back up. Mm-hmm. That's really the rule to it. So when you have cheap pad or people put cheap pad in, it really actually shortens the life of the carpet by a lot because it doesn't have that cushion, that give.
Oh, that makes sense.
The biggest problem with carpet is once dirt gets through that carpet and into the pad, it's hard to get it out. So you can vacuum, but you can't suck that dirt back through the carpet, not usually. Mm-hmm. So that's where, you know, the hard surface comes in. People say, okay, well, hard surface is better. It just really holds up to more foot traffic. If you have animals, pets, you know, wear patterns, things like that. But if you have, say, like, you know, if you're a single couple and you live by yourself and you want carpet in your bedroom, it's probably going to hold up just as well as an LVP at that point.
It's the pets probably that become the big issue.
Yes,
and little
definitely
kids,
pets, children. Kids, and walkway. You know, like if you put carpet in your living room and everybody walks through the living room until they come in the house, that's just going to wear that carpet down faster. Mm-hmm. If you put carpet into your guest bedrooms, it could last a lifetime.
Right.
It may not get a lot of use.
Of course.
So just different applications for different houses.
Okay, got another question coming in this morning. I guess everybody is awake today. Thanks for texting in. If you have a question, 850-437-1620. Good morning. This is from Lisa in Milton. She says, does the company do work on mobile homes and double wides?
We do. Yeah. Yeah. So same as a house for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously there's different things that go into a mobile home. You got some mobile home parts suppliers here in Pensacola. We use one over on Mobile Highway where we get mobile home parts from them. But a lot of your parts in the trailer, you can get, especially if it's a double wide or a modular home. We can use a lot of the same building materials, obviously the same type of flooring, but you do want to use like a WCP flooring. And
what's
when I say
that?
WCP, it's a wooden plastic core. Most of the core is plastic.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why is because the plastic flexes with the wood, especially in a trailer, the subfloor will flex and move, and you need the floor to flex with it. So the plastic in the floor allows the floor to flex with the subfloor. So that's important to put that in. Aside from that, most of the stuff like the cabinets, countertops, we can use the same building materials we use for houses.
Mm-hmm.
Even the siding, we can do hardy board if it's stationary and you don't plan on moving it. Obviously, vinyl siding is the easiest if you ever plan on moving it because you can take it apart and break the double wide apart easier.
Do you do additions to the double wides or
so we would price out an addition, but you would have to get with an architect and draw a set of plans first.
I see.
So that would come down to the engineer. So you would hire an architect, an engineer, and he would say, hey, you can build an addition, this is how you can build it. And once you have those on paper, then you can bring them to us and then we will do an estimate for that. Now if you don't know an architect or an engineer, because most people don't, right? We have a couple that we've used. And so if you call us, we can say, hey, call this architect and you can, work with him on your
own.
We encourage people to buy and pay for their own plans. And I always tell people, hey, if you pay for your plans, then you own them. We don't own them, so we can bid it, but also you can send it to every other contractor. If I buy the plans or my plans, I'm not sending them to 10 other contractors to bid against me. If you buy your plans, you can send anybody you want to send them to. So it pays off for you there.
Okay. This is Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. Once again, how can folks get in touch with you?
All right, so they can stop by our office at 9320 North Palafox Street. They can look us up on Facebook at Jonathan's Construction and Flooring, our website, Jonathan's Construction or Jonathan's Flooring, either one. And they can give us a call at 850-332-5905.
All right. Thank you so much, Jonathan. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back.